Andrew Rosilius joins me now. He's a retired official with the Department of National Defense. Good morning, Andrew. As always, great to have you with us. So Russia sending out drone and missile attacks hours after Trump said that meeting with Putin was off the table. What does this say about Russia's position on a ceasefire and seeing an end to this war?
It's very clear. Lavrov made the point yesterday to Rubio that basically the Russians will not accept the situation where they have to agree to a ceasefire prior to negotiations. The Russian position is the exact opposite. They want negotiations on a settlement, and if that's successful, then they will agree to a ceasefire and, in effect, an end to the war. And so right now, from a Russian perspective, the only option on the table for them is the war option. They will continue to prosecute the war until they force the Ukrainians to accept the Russian positions, neutrality, the four oblasts, and no NATO, that kind of thing. And that's where we're at right now. The summit is postponed, not canceled, but right now we are on the war option.